Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club, where we're all about embracing the messy, magnificent journey of life together. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes that journey feels like navigating a minefield of thoughts and emotions. You know what I mean. One minute you're soaring high, feeling invincible, the next you're staring into the abyss wondering if your cat even likes you anymore. It's wild, right? But here's the good news. Understanding these swelling storm clouds in our heads can be a game changer. Imagine being able to not only identify what's making you feel down, but also to gently guide those emotions towards something more helpful and empowering. Sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Learning the art of understanding your thoughts and emotions better. Now, before we get started, remember that there are no right or wrong answers here. This is about self-discovery, exploration, and finding what works best for you. So grab a cup of coffee, a cozy blanket, and let's embark on this journey together. Okay, 5 key takeaways to unlock the mysteries of your mind. First up, thoughts aren't facts. Ever heard that inner voice screaming you're going to fail before a big presentation? Or maybe it whispers you're not good enough when you try something new? Hold on. Those thoughts can be powerful, but they don't define your reality. They just whispers, ideas floating around in your head. It's like that time I thought my toast was burning, it wasn't. And I panicked for 5 minutes over nothing. Second, emotions are valid. Feeling sad, angry, frustrated, it's all part of the human experience. Don't judge yourself for these feelings, instead try to understand them. Ask yourself, what triggered this emotion? What am I feeling physically right now? What story am I telling myself about this situation? Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to become a yoga master overnight. It simply means paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, or savor the taste of your coffee. Simple things can make a world of difference. Fourth, challenge negative thought patterns. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? What's a more helpful way to think about this situation? And finally, seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or joining a support group can provide invaluable guidance and understanding. Remember, reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, now let's talk about something super relatable. Ever been in that awkward situation where you feel your anxiety spiraling? You know, like when you're meeting new people for the first time or giving a presentation at work. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling overwhelmed by all the unfamiliar faces. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you're replaying every potential social blunder in your head. That's when you remember to practice those mindfulness techniques we just talked about. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the present moment, maybe even find something interesting about someone's attire or an engaging topic in the conversation. Instead of letting anxiety take over, use it as fuel to connect with others genuinely. See? By understanding your thoughts and emotions better, you can actually turn those anxious butterflies into wings that lift you higher. All right, my amazing listeners, let's recap the key takeaways. 1. Thoughts aren't facts, so don't take them personally. 2. Emotions are valid, embrace them without judgment. 3. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment. 4. Challenge negative thought patterns and replace them with more helpful ones. And finally, 5. Remember that you're not alone. Seek support when you need it. I want you to leave this episode feeling empowered, knowing that you have the power to understand your own mind better. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Now go out there and rock your world. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.